Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Gotcha, bitch.
Get tuned in with Screech. You learn the lingo on how they talk. My little dog ain't got no wheels or poppy and just walk. Niggas fall apart because they couldn't play their part. Hey, treat them like a gremlin, but never feed them after dark. 13, 14, had to get it off the block. Your dog just ain't your dog no more. The boy might be the cause. Yeah. Pistol at the people every time I hear a knock. Nigga, bricks of cash, we no longer have them knots. Hey, got some work to soft, you know that I could make it hard. Hey, drop an extra 7 in it just to make it lock. Hey, set up by a bitch, he used to drive her to the spot. Yeah, she never taught a lie, but you know she seen a lot. Never talk a lot, but you know I got a lot. Hey, never see me out, but a nigga always out. Hey, if you don't know who it best to watch your mouth. Hey, I can spend it all right now and make it back and drop. Hey, fuck they talking about, I don't even know they talking about. Hey, talking about some jewelry, they don't even know amount. Hey, talking about protects, but they don't even know how to count. Hey, put it on a scale, nigga, we don't have to count. Get tuned in with Screech, you learn the lingo on how they talk. My little dog ain't got no wheels or poppy and just walk. Niggas fall apart because they couldn't play their part. Hey, treat them like a gremlin, but never feed them after dark. 13, 14, had to get it off the block. Hey. Your dog just ain't your dog no more, the boy might be the cause. Yeah. Pistol at the people every time I hear a knock. Nigga, bricks of cash, we no longer have them knots. Hey.
Okay. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's enough for me, dog.
Hey, what it is, what it do is always, it's the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. It's your boy Olansky, 3 eyes on Instagram, 2 eyes in person, and 1 eye on motherfucking paper, aka LL Cool J, aka Dijon Pigeon, the mustard motherfucking pigeon. You know what I'm saying? Fuck wrong with y'all, boy. Hey, who's on the motherfucking show today, man?
Is that why you're dressed in yellow?
Hey, man, you already know the mustard motherfucking dough. The mustard pigeon. The honey Dijon mustard. Pigeon.
You need like a bird call. Like, it's got to be original.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. You already know what it is, but it's your boy JR, Blurty J on Instagram. Fuck with me.
Oren again, Jew Lucky, no intro, whatever. I have hair now, though, so that's new.
See, the thing is, when you say no intro, but you say it every time you intro, it's technically intro. I don't think you can say no intro anymore.
The whole nonchalant thing.
There's one guy who has a great intro, a great out, something like that. I can't remember what he said. His outro is... Every great MC has a good what do you say outro, and that's it. That's all his thing is. He's been doing it for years. He's just like, and this is, you know, Bobby whatever, just a little friendly, you know. And he basically is like, just outro is just a reminder that great journalists have a good outro. Yeah. I'll see you next time. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting. It reminds me of what you just said.
So who else we got on the show today? I got to get Ferg introduced because he done had a phone call and an alarm. So I'm afraid he's going to leave before.
I'm not rosé.
Here leaving before he does his introduction is.
Now, what's up, everybody? It's the Black's Dude with the Wise Names. For this shit dope as hell, man. I'm wearing the same outfit I had on last night a little bit because we ain't take pictures.
So hey. That's
funny. Yeah, what's up, man? What's up, world? It's your boy Third World, you know. World with an X, not an O, if you didn't know.
Hey, man, you already know. And today at the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, we started off with Third World's newest unreleased shit. But, you know, that's just what we do here. We play a lot of unreleased.
Oh, that was you?
Shit, yes,
man,
yes, yes.
Man,
yeah,
you want to punch somebody on the way to work, trapping out.
What's the name of the song, my G?
After Dark.
Man. After Dark. That shit was gangster, man. Like, I had to let it ride. I know Oren usually be like, man, we got to keep the songs to a minute. I'm letting that shit ride.
It was like an in and out of trap.
I enjoy that.
Ride, cuz.
You're going to have a lot of girls selling cocaine on the way to work. Yeah, in mind, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you. I'm completely legit, but every time I put this track on, I'm like, shit, nigga, I'm a dope boy on my way to meet the plug. Like, shit, I hope I make it there. You know what I'm saying?
This is cheap music.
Cheap music. I don't cheat. Appreciate Black men don't cheat, man.
We don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, men don't cheat. In general. There you go.
No, we don't cheat.
At all, man.
No.
How's it? First of all, how's everybody been, man? Everybody doing good, man?
Living.
Before we get into all the shit.
Corona free, baby.
I caught Omarion during Christmas.
You caught Omarion?
Yeah.
Popping all around the house.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
What is that?
The variant.
The Omarion.
Oh, Omarion.
Omarion.
I don't even know the real name of it. Transformers. Omarion.
Yeah, there's so many variants.
Omicron. Omicron. And I only know that because I watched Futurama and they used to have the. It was one of their like aliens was Omicron from Percy I 8.
Oh, nice.
The green dude looked like a frog. What are you talking about?
There you go.
Nice. Well, what about you? You been all right?
Yeah, I've been all right. I've been working.
Didn't you just come from a vacation or some shit?
I always come from a vacation. But I didn't come from a vacation.
Big
on
flex.
This
I'm out of it. Yeah. Big flex.
Bro. Life is a vacation, guys. Life is a
it
vacation.
Is.
What about you? What about you, Third? How you doing?
I'm with Ferg on that one, man. It was a real sick vacation, you know, it was going around. You know,
sick,
what I'm
literally sick.
Yeah, it was sick.
Well, not sick going around. Sick. The variant, sick. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I was alright, man.
Well, I honestly feel like Neo in the Matrix, like because I'm like, phew, COVID,
bro,
COVID,
it's
like
not that bad.
How
bro.
You can't catch it right now? I'm
you
amazed.
Smoke weed, bro. If you smoke weed, I think your tolerance for the COVID is
not only do you think this came out of the university. I mean, we're just jumping into NPR, and this is a segment. No music.
We'll just use this one and then.
We'll use this one. We'll go back
it up
to
off.
It. Oregon State University just said that smoking weed can help prevent getting.
Man, I knew that,
well,
man.
We knew that.
Smoking weed helped prevent a lot
we
of
knew,
shit.
We did.
We also knew that the sun gives us heat, but now we have science that tells us it does.
Yeah, so man. Paper told us that it makes us hot. Got it.
But the variant was something other than COVID.
We knew gravity existed, but it wasn't until some motherfucker was like, hey.
Yeah. Like, yo. Wait a minute.
Gravity.
Wait a minute. This weed, this plant is a magical plant. You mean to tell me everything that we need to survive as humans actually grows from the earth?
What?
Wow.
What if it's a super cure?
That's crazy theory, man.
Super cure.
How do we survive?
It probably is. I think if you change your diet to anything that's bitter and from the earth, bro, your whole body change, man. I've seen people with cancer.
That's a fact.
Whose hair was great, go back jet black. Yeah, and they fact. Grow it all back just because they switch their diet. So,
I believe in that.
Nah, I do too, man.
You got to do it every day, though.
Right,
ain't
you
no
got to do it. That's the hard part.
My mom's been vegan for like 40 years, man. She never has to go to the doctor. Her skin's
glowing.
I'm glowing. No wrinkles. Motherfuckers be like, yo, your mom like 50. Like, nah, my mom damn near 80, bro.
I like chicken too. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Wait,
so
what?
This shit, yeah.
Chips.
Wow, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I like chicken.
No problems. Just walking and doing what she has.
I like my dick to work when I want it to. That's really where
Thanks,
I'm at
man.
For it.
That is, yeah, that's...
Hey, you got to stay away from the bullshit. Yeah.
Dude, we can have a whole healthy country if we use that.
Diabetes dick.
If we use that.
Work.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Using that campaign ad instead of just getting fat would be so much better.
Oh, like, man, people would be like, well, I got to eat how many Brussels sprouts a day to keep my dick up? All right.
Yeah, I'm here good. Boy. Like, I'm good. I'm Gucci, big dog.
Nah,
I
couldn't we ain't going to do that.
Nah, I mean, shit, that's better than we did some reaction videos a couple months ago. We was talking, looking at the Viagra and shit. Like, I'd rather just be healthy now and not have to worry about it later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's where I'm getting at now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, motherfucker, you get in your 30s, you start realizing your mortality and shit. You be like, hey, man, this shit, I can't jump 4 feet in the air and my knees still
be
good.
I saw a meme that said, you know, you getting old because one day you got tired and you never recover from that. Like,
fact,
one day,
it was
one day
you just like, I'm tired.
And you've been tired the rest of your life.
Like, you've never not been tired since.
Yeah. Somebody was asking me, though, they're like turning 30 and they're like, what's up? I was like, 30 is awesome. Like, you still feel like a kid. I was like, but there's one age that nobody talks about that makes you feel old. You don't even realize it happens. And I think it's 36.
36?
I was going to say 35.
No, but 36, you officially become, your life, you have been more of an adult than you have a kid.
You have a kid.
You see what I mean? Like 36 in one day, you've been 18 years old for one kid. For one year, for half your life, and another half your life, you've been an adult plus one day for half your life, and now you're an adult the rest of the time.
All the way, yeah.
There is no majority of being young anymore.
That's fucked up.
Your whole life is not majority.
That's a fucked up concept.
You see what I mean? Like, now that you know that, all my viewers,
It's over for you now.
I never thought of it.
You appreciate life a little more.
Nah, for real, though, man.
You stop like, you the smell the roses.
Hey, appreciate it now. If you're in your 20s, appreciate that shit now.
Nah, for real. Like, that's what I'm
like. Like, every day I live, the average of how long I was young is just
small. It's small. A real small.
You were young
part
for 5%
of
your life, eventually. That's
grow up.
Yeah, it really
grow
is
up.
A small percent of your life.
How you been, man?
Shit, man, everything good, man. Everything good, man. I've been in the gym, man. I redid the garage, man. Did a home.
Oh, yeah, it looks dope,
got a home gym. I've been in the heavy bag shit, man. And like probably the first week of doing heavy bag, I realized if a nigga rolled up on me and was like, yo, let's do like fist fight, dog. I'm gassed after 30 seconds, dog. Like, dog, I'm gassed, bro. Like, ain't no way. Like, dog, there's certain shit as a kid you could do and you just took for granted. But as an adult, I'm looking back like, dog, how the fuck, like, fucking jump rope. Nigga, I tried to do jump rope for like 5 minutes, bro. That shit almost killed me, dog.
Oh, yeah. That's one minute straight is a lot for
that's
some
why
most
a boxing
people.
Round is 3 minutes.
Dog, that shit crazy, dog. You be like, yo, you
3 minutes.
You
be 3 minutes. 10 times. 12.
In your man, mind, it's nothing. Minutes. But a motherfucker trying to take your head off for 3 minutes, and then you trying to take his head off for 3 minutes.
And I'm doing heavy bag.
I'm done after a minute, bro.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Bro, you want to keep doing this or not?
And heavy bag is different because you just really, I mean, you might do your little dodges here and there, your sidesteps, your slides, like your slips and shit. Yeah, you might do that, but you ain't got nobody really throwing punches at you. You know what I'm saying? But when you talk about like a solid boxing fight, dog, like nigga, like yo, we going to square up for three minutes, dog.
Conditioned.
Man, dog, meet like, your that's mouth in front of kids.
40 seconds. It take an animal to be a gym rat, man, to be like, to feel that pain and be like, I want more. Dog, like, first couple of weeks working out, nigga, I was like, shit, I felt that pain. I was like, I'm done.
I like that shit, bro.
You're going to get to the point where you actually like that
shit. You need it.
Like,
I mean, you change
the
it.
Fact that you keep going after the pain is going to motivate you more. Yeah. Like, that's how I be feeling in the gym. Like, even if I'm hurting from the day before, it's like, if I can get through something, it's like, all right, I did
nah,
that.
That pre-workout, a little steam, man. Yeah. The pre-workout powder be having me jacked now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I take that shit,
how
I can't
how many
not
scoops you
out,
on?
Though.
How many scoops you
do
going?
More than one scoop?
Two scoops minimum.
What is wrong with
Two scoops minimum.
I do an edible and pre-workout, and it put me on autopilot.
See, I smoke a blunt and then pre-workout.
Guys, getting ahead of yourself. What the fuck is pre-workout?
You never take steroids, powder, like an energy drink before you.
I was thinking the same
thing. It's pretty much what I was thinking, right?
It's like pretty much an energy drink, but it's in powder form. You scoop it, put it in some water.
Yeah, but it's got like all your shit that you need to help your muscles.
All the BCAA amino acids, all that shit.
Yeah, to help your muscles absorb all the work that's doing.
It's crack real quick.
My ears be
motherfuckers. Watch, 10 years from now, we're going to be having a podcast on kidney stones because of pre-workout shit.
Oh, no, I'm just taking
it.
How often you got to take that, John?
Just take it before you work out. Pre-workout.
So what if you stop taking it?
No, just
stop taking it.
I don't drink it on my day, on my recovery day.
Well, because I see a lot of people that work out and then they take all these supplements. Then when they stop taking it, they get kind of fat.
That's a lot of niggas be on them roids.
That's the other shit, dog.
Because you got to think, once you put on all that muscle mass, if you ain't maintaining that shit, all that shit turn to fat, dog.
Yeah.
So you got the workout, really, right?
Will you train muscles for penis size? Like
what?
The biggie, that's what steroids eventually
do. I didn't know a bunch of people do steroids knowing that your dick's gonna get small.
Because this motherfucker, they care about their muscles more than they care about their dick.
Yeah, I'd be a fat nigga with a long dick before I fucking
me personally,
be a juice nigga with a
short
dick.
I do think it's not your dick, but it's your testicles.
No, it's your
testosterone. It's everything.
Oh, everything in that.
Everything starts because your testosterone levels are low. You know what I'm saying? So that shit's like,
no, your testosterone level should be higher.
It's high, but it fucks up the balance of your shit.
Oh, because the steroid, you said.
Yeah, because the steroid fucks up that shit, dog. So it's too much. So that shit just starts fucking shrinking, dog. Because what it is your body doesn't need to produce it anymore. Because you're giving it.
You're giving it to your body. So your body stopped producing it.
Your body stopped producing it, dog.
Well, you think they were angry for the side effect of the steroids? No, it's because.
I ain't got no dick.
That's why I run.
I ain't got no dick.
He just came from the bathroom and was pissed.
He ain't got no dick no more.
He's peeing on his ball sack. That's
like, making a mess every time he
dribble.
God damn it.
Dribble. What's that smell?
You hear him in the bathroom.
Fuck. Why your drawers smell like that?
Hey, you know what's worse than hearing that? An old man who unhealthy peeing is the scariest sound I've ever heard ever.
Shit.
Nothing coming out.
No, just listening to the stream is painful.
Oh my God, you're skipping.
Why is it starting stopping? Why you keep starting stopping?
It's like it's thinking about going, but then it don't happen.
They got a kidney stone.
Nah, you ever got your water turned off and then turn on the faucet and that little bit come out?
Exactly. You should start spicking it.
That's what that shit be like, man.
Nah, this is a dude that works like that, bro.
Yeah, when you run out of water at the super soaker.
Nah, this ain't nothing worse than, you know, drawing in a bitch and then just disappointing her. So that's the whole bad part about having steroids and a little ass goddamn Johnson, because it's like she likes what's on
the,
you know.
We talked about that on the episode like 18 of the High Class Dirtbags podcast. Go look back and look at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody done had one of them nights where you ain't performing at your top speed, dog.
Low performance?
Short change.
I'm here to disappoint.
Like, my bad. I wasn't prepared. Would you do the opposite?
They should consider that a compliment.
What's the opposite?
Would you do the opposite of stories?
Like make your muscles stories, little.
So you got to beat me.
So you just skinny as fuck. No muscles. You all dick. You just all dick.
All dick.
All dick. You in a wheelchair. Dick.
All dick.
I don't want to be frail. No.
But you can't even open the door for nigga, your girl. You're like so frail.
No. What you gonna do?
You might break.
You can't hold yourself up.
Like she could break you.
You couldn't even hold yourself up, dog.
Yeah, ain't no benefit to that.
Nah, dog. All dick? Nah. Yeah. It's a help of
you handicapped, bro. Like, you're literally handicapped.
That's dyslexia,
you
right?
You can't even pick up a gallon of milk.
What the hell
are fumbling over gross
ass. Got a rib cage with the big belly and like the tiny legs. Like, but just a baby arm.
I'm good. What you going to do with that anyway?
Yeah,
you can't even hold her up, man.
You like me. You think you said so. I'm sorry, dog. But this randomly came up, dog. This thought in my head. You think Samuel Jackson, the character in Unbreakable, dick hurts when it gets hard?
It don't, though. It
every
don't.
Morning I scream bloody murder.
That shit break in half.
Break up with more than one.
That's how you're going to hit my dick. You can't move.
Nigga can't jack off.
I was in bed for 2 hours because I had morning wood.
Dude, he beat that shit too bad. You can't even beat your dick
if you missed the glass. Yeah.
Ooh, sex got to be trash for my boy.
Yeah, no, that shit gotta
be. You got a slow stroke.
Well,
for real.
I mean, it ain't no fucking love. In all fairness, it ain't no bone in your dick. It ain't no bone in your dick.
Oh,
it's true. Like a motherfucker.
But you think
he
break
his bones like a motherfucker?
He got like man endometriosis.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all know what that is.
No, I heard it.
Like, women's like, I guess you put some sort of pressure on their vagina. Anything that has to do with their vagina, like sex, menstruation, is like the worst pain ever.
Of course.
So I done hit a couple girls that had it, and you got a slow stroke. You got a slow stroke.
Oh, it's like some old injury they had, but.
No, it's a condition where their vagina or their cavern is super
sensitive.
It's just sensitive.
Like, it just be like everything, like if it go too hard, she finna die. But it be like, man, the girl up the street be taking this and be enjoying it.
Yeah, why hurt you so?
But yeah,
are you lying to me?
Yeah, you gotta go slow and kiss him in the mouth.
I don't know, man.
Kiss him in the mouth,
make eye contact, all that shit.
Kissing in the mouth is the shit.
You gotta be passionate,
especially during sex, raw sex.
Raw.
I can't believe I survived raw sex all these years just to almost die by a handshake. That shit crazy, though.
Because of COVID?
Yeah, dog. That's the wildest shit ever, though.
That's
crazy. You're like, yo, nigga,
that's
like,
profound. That's deep, man.
They tried to scare us in the 90s. AIDS and shit.
No more raw handshakes.
That's like my motivational thing sometimes. Like, like literally, like, you know, like you go out like COVID, you think you got like a headache. You know, everybody gets out like that panic or whatever. I'm like, man, I used to do fucking coke off of like strippers' assholes. Like, there's no way I'm dying from COVID. Like,
at all.
No, see, that's what you harden yourself. You build an immunity with all the bullshit you know put in your shit
that's
already.
That's what you gotta tell yourself.
It's blocking COVID. All the booty you dust you
instead. Yeah, all the that's booty,
not like booty dust.
It's in there. It's blocking the COVID histamines. Like,
is that a real thing?
All the booty bacteria.
You was really doing that shit up hoes booty hole?
No comment.
Okay, that makes sense.
Of course.
That's not too far-fetched. I believe that.
Yeah, like, white dudes, y'all love doing coke off some place you don't need to be doing.
He's actually not white. No. He's assimilating. He's Israeli.
But so he's Middle Eastern. It's white girls love having coke done off of them.
Exactly. Yes.
Really?
See,
really. Like, think. I cannot stress how true this is.
That's kind of hard to say no to.
Liquor, they love drugs being done off of them.
Like, I just want to do some coke off your titties. Like, okay.
Damn.
Bring it out, Emily Shawmakers!
Dog, I'm telling you
right now,
dog.
Free coke.
What did I discover in California?
Everybody like free coke.
One thing I discovered in California is... You want to see a white dude having a good time or a white person have a good time? Let them utter the words, woo! That's when, that's when you know they are genuinely enjoying themselves, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit is the craziest shit ever, dog.
I think when they start dancing,
I can,
you know,
second that
lit.
Motion. Yeah.
When they start dancing.
Woo! And then clap after the Yeah. It's getting up there.
They love that offbeat.
They finna do all the drums tonight. It's like, I can't handle that. In the morning, I'm gonna be depressed.
What's the black equivalent of
what? That's what it is. And the bitch start twerking out of nowhere. That's the black and
blue. You know,
it's just a bunch of niggas, and all of a sudden, and the girl twerking. And like, where'd she come from?
We
turned up. We don't care.
But, hey, yo. Like, yo.
Yo.
Yo, I just hit a lick for a pound. Let's smoke. I just paid my last child support payment.
You're going to be A for real. Yeah, he definitely going to do a little toot.
I'm counting the days.
Niggas like, who?
I'm counting
Who you telling? Who
else is
shout the words, hey, you better got that.
Who ain't?
I be praying.
You know they twerking if you hear that.
How's your game? Your game strong?
I don't got no kids. I'm batting 1,000.
Man, except batting 1,000.
Man, y'all motherfuckers weak.
I got 2 contracts on me.
If you ain't pulling.
Technically, we're batting 0.
I'm about to say, y'all got terrible RBIs, dog.
But
you
I do
no
have
kids,
some
bro.
Plan Bs up under me.
Y'all need to start striving for greatness.
Yeah, fast.
Yo,
dog.
I've.
You probably got, wait, I got like maybe 4. I'm
just
getting you like
out.
2 I'm per dating, I guess.
Ain't no pulling up.
Okay, so this actually is a good segue. Did you hear what happened with Drake and the Instagram?
Stupid, son. That
she's
shit
stupid.
So
to be
stupid.
Man, I don't even think that's real. Man, I think that's just some shit. Like, man, I don't think that's what
you do when you're 16 and you first smash something and think you got her pregnant. You're going to put the hot sauce in the condom.
Afterwards, right?
After the semen hit the air, it's dead. Am I right or wrong? Did we learn that in health class?
I don't know this.
I've heard of people doing that, but I don't know.
I thought that was AIDS.
She should just use
I thought it was semen.
Wasn't there a case where like somebody did that and the dude ended up having to still pay child support?
Turkey basted him?
Yeah.
Basically, turkey basted him.
Yeah,
honestly, bitches, you should have used her senses. You know what I'm saying?
Smell. I want to like,
look at the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
She's probably like, he's got red jizz.
What happened? No, see,
I don't believe it, man. I don't believe it. That's one of those things I don't believe. I think it's just some tabloid shit. You know what I'm saying?
He don't seem like the type of dude. I feel like he would flush it or take it.
I don't feel like he would fuck up. I don't feel like.
Yeah,
I don't feel like Drake even used hot sauce.
Facts, dog. He's Jewish.
I don't think he would even have hot sauce in his crib.
Not like that. Not like black
people. Y'all use red hot or Texas Pete or some shit.
Tabasco's.
Oh, hell no. That's not hot sauce.
That's like
that's
Tabasco. That's pepper juice, though.
Well, that's hot sauce. Most we don't really eat hot sauce. We eat like hot pastes.
Yeah, see.
Basically like crushed chilies with like a little olive oil, those kind of things.
Okay, like the homemade.
Yeah, that's like that's like pickled pepper juice is fucking Tabasco sauce, though.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know what Tabasco sauce is.
It's not a good hot sauce.
It tastes like pickled hot sauce.
It don't make my food taste better.
Like, this shit hot.
But I will say, the only thing Tabasco do make taste better, if you eat oysters and shit. Like, I fuck with oysters.
I totally agree.
Actually make the oysters taste better.
It is. I agree.
That's the only thing I can use Tabasco on.
I don't eat oysters. I don't eat gelatinous meats like that.
Gelatinous.
I don't eat gelatinous meats, bro. I would like scallions and scunions.
What is that? You mean scallop, bro.
Muscles, all that shit.
Okay,
I don't like gelatinous like meats like that, dog.
I recently stopped eating seafood, which is weird because I grew up eating seaweed and shit like that, but I don't like
raw fish and shit like that. I don't.
Why?
I don't fuck with avocado either, dog. For some reason.
You don't like guacamole?
I don't eat. I refuse to eat avocado.
I like guacamole.
I don't like mushy shit. I don't eat bananas, bro. It's the mushy texture, dog. I don't like tomatoes that are mushy, dog. I like my tomatoes
like
firm.
An apple?
Do you eat pussy?
Yes, dog.
I take an oyster.
It's a gelatinous meat. That's a gelatinous meat.
That's not a gelatinous meat, dog. That is just
with a little pork and bean in it.
It's like a pork and bean.
It's like
that.
With a pork and bean on it.
Pussy texture is like what's that pork
shoulder? Find the pork and bean.
Pork butt.
You win.
Yeah, facts.
Thick ass bacon.
Yeah. You don't fuck with backstrap.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what is that?
Backstrap. Pork backstrap. What bacon.
That's real? Yeah. I gotta look.
It's like butt bacon.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's like a strip of the back, like, so like next to the spinal cord. It's thick. It's like, it's bacon. It's like bacon, thick ass bacon.
Thick bacon.
Yep.
Not like that, not anymore, man. Since I've been on my workout shit, I ain't been really eating too much crazy shit.
I might not eat a lot of pork, but I'll fuck some bacon up.
That cream cheese.
I love bacon though.
That cream cheese for sale the other day.
Man, fuck cream cheese.
They finally got it back. The owner got it by two.
I was back on the shelf.
There's a little guy standing by there just making sure. What's just weird is I always only buy one cream cheese. But the fact that it said you can only buy two, I was like.
Because we in a pandemic? Or is this just like.
It's just a shortage. I don't know.
No, it's a shortage on chicken wings. It's a shortage on
Calamari. There's a shortage on calamari, so they're using chitlins now.
That's crazy. Like, this calamari smell like doobie.
Fried booty hole.
Smell like my ex.
We talked about that. We actually did do that.
Somebody, well, I'm sure once you fry it, you don't really know. When you put it in dipping sauce and fry it,
you just think it's overcooked or
bring
something.
Bring that marinara like
you could.
A little chewy.
I have better, but it's good.
You eat the whole booty. The whole booty hole.
You want a date treating each other booty holes?
Not booty cheeks, but booty holes.
I love you, boo.
The actual booty hole.
Fried mini powdered donuts.
We're not eating donuts. We're eating donut holes.
Eating booty holes.
Shortest calamari, man.
The lining of the hole.
It's not the cheek part.
This ain't calamari.
Yeah, you eating the squiggly part.
You eating sphincter. You eating sphincter, bro.
The squiggly part.
You mean fried sphincter.
Damn. I like putting my thumb on the squiggly.
You dipping it in marinara.
Hilarious.
Kids are taking and putting them on their ring.
Should look like a damn scrunchie, man.
I got four sphincters on my middle finger.
That's terrible, man.
It's like eating scrunchies and headbands and wristbands.
That's terrible.
Well, that was fucking hilarious, man. Well, I gotta move on to that's a no for me, dog. This week, man, Flames is in here, so we gotta honor him with
that's a no for me, dog.
Mr. Flames,
Mr. Felonious P. What did the P stand for? I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Pushing P.
He doesn't even have a P in his government name, which is even more.
Oh, shit. Now I got all kinds of questions.
Concerning, man. What the fuck?
All
right, man. So
concerns.
Today on.
That's a no for me, dog.
We got to ask, dog. I got to know the age old question that has been asked for thousands of centuries. That comes from the interwebs. The black part, to be exact. Would you rather have a roach or a ghost in your crib?
Wait, you said a roach.
A roach?
Like, roaches?
All right. Like, would you rather have roaches or a ghost in your crib?
Ghost for 100, Alex.
Yeah, I'm going to take the ghost. Me and the ghost, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking the ghost.
Hold on. Like, I got to know what kind of ghost this is. Like,
man,
is it,
it don't matter.
No.
That's
what I was thinking.
Poltergeist. Poltergeist.
Oh, that's terrorizing you.
Yeah, poltergeist.
Oh, no, there's the one that would, like, pull you from your bed. Yeah, like, you can't get a good night's sleep.
Hold on. A ghost is a ghost, my nigga. Like, that's what y'all don't realize.
I take a Casper.
That's different ghosts.
Yeah, you can. I'm Geechee.
I'm from the bottom.
I'm Geechee,
man.
We extremely used to voodoo and like a lot of Geechee shit, dog.
So
we brought all that shit over here. Hell no, dog. I'd rather have roaches because I could call Orkin Man.
That's
I right. could shoot them niggas. Ghost I could do
oh, that's different. See, now, I thought we couldn't get rid of them.
No. Yeah. What they say is, what would you rather have? The chances of you getting rid of roaches in your crib is higher than you get rid of a ghost in your crib.
There's too many variables. Let's just set it straight. Would you rather have a house full of roaches that you cannot get rid of? You have them like, you know, when you turn the lights on, they scatter.
They in the walls.
That's a good one. Or have a ghost that's not like completely terrorizing you, but like scares the shit out of you. Like you go in the bathroom and there's like something written on the thing. You're like, you walk in and all the drawers are open. Like,
I'll be like, oh, you.
When company's over. Like,
stop playing.
Which would you rather have?
I'll take that type of ghost.
Twice a year, you get the shit scared out of you.
I'll take that ghost.
No, ain't no twice a year. It's just as much as you would see the roaches, you would see the ghost. ghost.
I'm cool with the ghost because I can fix it. Like, yeah, ghosts ain't real. The nigga open up drawers and shit. I might be hungry. Yeah.
I think I do the ghost.
Give me the ghost.
See, the second you say ghost ain't real out loud to a ghost, that motherfucker.
No, because just like you can call the orchid man, can't you call
your stuff with the life?
Oh, so I can't call no,
this follows
you.
You might as well get used to each other because I'm not going nowhere. Obviously, you ain't going nowhere, so we're gonna have to have a talk, bro.
If I had to choose, I move.
You can't move. You hit a gypsy lady and she put a curse on you. This thing follows you everywhere you go.
You stuck
roaches or a ghost?
I'll take the ghost.
Can you imagine the TikTok page or the YouTube page you'd have with a ghost?
Oh, you'd be lit.
Ghosty.
Yo, man, we gotta get this money. Be like, yo, stop calling me Casper, yo. My name's Jerome.
Across the room. Be like, ghost. Be like,
book black.
I'm like, man, I know y'all seeing this shit, right? Like, I ain't crazy, right? I'm live streaming, sleeping in that motherfucker.
Your ghost be racist. Look at the niggas. Yeah,
like, yeah. Okay, now we got a racist.
What are you doing there, Dad?
I'll take the roaches. I'll take the roaches because Joe's Apartment was a pretty cool movie growing up. But fuck y'all niggas, though. Like, I'll be dapping them, especially if the roaches can talk.
Nah, I don't want
what's
no
up,
roaches,
my nigga?
Bro.
Y'all talking? No. If they talking roaches, I'll take the roaches off. I'll take the roaches off of Joe's Apartment versus a ghost from Poltergeist.
Joe's Apartment roaches are
different. Nah,
because
the ghost gonna be riding your ass in the middle of the night.
Call me Ghostbuster, nigga.
We Geechee, dog.
With the ghost.
We Geechee. We discovered the hag, dog. So y'all can sit here and say y'all want a ghost, but that ghost gonna be riding your ass. You gonna be sleeping on your stomach. And y'all.
Nah.
Joe's Apartment.
That ain't the hag.
Ghosts be raping niggas, dog. I'm telling you, dog.
Joe's Apartment. They cleaned his apartment.
Yeah, dog. That's what I'm saying.
You they were wingman. They got him laid. Remember, he had a date.
Yeah, dog. I'll take
the. So it just depends on what type of
in the black community we are.
Time out. We got a time out.
Roaches.
Why are they raping you,
dog?
Is this a thing?
How do roaches rape people?
Not the roaches. He's talking about ghosts.
All right. So we did an episode about this called The Hag. In episode one, y'all go check season one, y'all check it out. So the hag is basically a ghost or a poltergeist. Like if you ever woke up in the middle of the night sweating but can't move,
okay,
that's the hag riding.
So you get rolled a little bit.
Yeah.
Damn, I've had that happen.
That's the
that's
hag.
That's what we're talking about. Because it happened. Like, remember when you was little and like you wake up and you can't move, but like you busting
the
nut, like your wet dream.
You sweating and shit.
You have a wet dream. The hag just got you.
Yeah, dog.
I got raped.
But not just wet dreams. But like when you can't move and you wake up sweating and you can't fucking move, that's the hag, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You tell children this?
The fuck you mean? I'm Geechee. Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a children. Like you're getting like.
We don't talk about busting.
I thought the Germans had like some fucked up children stories.
That's hilarious.
The hag can't ride you, dog. That's what I'm saying. Like when y'all talk about ghosts, that's what I'm talking about, all the fucking shit. Because nine times in ten, if it's a ghost, it's one of the bad ones. It's not the good ones, dog. So them niggas gonna come fuck with
sometimes
you.
Sometimes they just be up there just playing.
Nah, I'm good.
I had one in my house that I grew up in. It was a little girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
She just was like there. She'd be like, yeah, I'm here. Like she wouldn't say it. She'd be like, oh, it's a little white bitch.
You would know if she was there.
Yeah, like you could see her. Like I saw her one time. Damn, we do gotta go.
Nah, but ghosts are petty, man. They be opening your drawers.
Yeah, dog. Them motherfuckers is scoring, dog.
They just want attention.
No, but some of them motherfuckers be trapped. They like be that. Trapped in like the same time.
Yeah,
that they
and
were there.
Doing
so
repetitive
doing
shit that
they
did
always
when
did.
They were alive,
so like if motherfucker wake up and go to the bathroom in the drawer, they get their toothbrush and the drawer happened to be open all the time.
You just have to let things go, man. And like
you gotta let it be.
Yeah, dog. That's why you gotta let shit go in life, dog.
So when you pass, you get the hell on.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to stay on Earth if I was a
Oh, that's what I don't understand about ghosts. It's like you can go anywhere, you can walk through walls,
but you can't
like,
though.
I'm gonna fuck with the strong.
That's the rules. Like some ghosts you can't.
What did you do?
That's what Casper said.
Hold on. What did you guys fuck? What is this rules?
Don't you know anything? Like sometimes you get like the ghosts be bound. They be bound to wherever they at.
Yeah, unfinished business.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't leave. Yeah, you can walk through the walls in the house, but you can't leave the house. Where you gonna go? That's a ghost. Where you gonna go? To somebody else's house? Like
that's
a stranger
how it is, like,
ghost?
That's
it, ain't,
how it, is.
It ain't no stranger
why
ghost.
Why is this wall, like, I can walk through this wall right here because
it's in your house.
Wall, this, but for some reason, I can't walk through
the
exterior
property.
Wall.
That's the property, though.
How does the spiritual world know property lines?
Like, no, I don't
it don't. It don't know property lines, but it knows boundaries.
Yeah, dog. Like,
it's like realms. Like, you can't just switch back and forth dimensions, motherfucker. It got to be a portal.
It's like portals and attachments.
Yeah, it's like portals and attachments.
Yeah, bro. Like that's why when you be like, don't go, because in Charleston, there's a railroad track.
I disagree. Like, yeah,
portals. There's a railroad track in Charleston. If you go to it at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and you literally just walk it for a couple of minutes, you'll see a light come towards you, and then you just be like, "What the fuck, dog?"
And then you just go away,
and it just go away. Disappear. You know what I'm saying?
Kids free.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's all kind of shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying I don't believe any of that stuff. Like, I believe in ghosts. I believe in
haunted hotels. Like, think about haunted hotels and old buildings. Like, you think them ghosts don't want to leave, motherfucker?
I'm tired of seeing people cheating on their wives.
Whoa, how do you know what you're saying? These are ghosts. For all you know, it could be literally like... Hell it could be a job. Like, there could literally, you go to heaven and you get in trouble. So you got to
be a ghost for 1,000 years.
You
got to
go down and do like
1,000 years.
That's
like,
your bid. Yeah, you can't
100 years, move on.
Open the toothbrush jar, draw some shit on the mirror every day. Like, man, oh, this new nigga cool, man. He ain't even scared of this shit,
dog. You got your haunting
PO on your routine.
You about to put me on this TikTok. I started a TikTok.
My girl watched that shit, though. You got a piss test and
basically
shit.
Let yourself out of that shit. You got to forgive whatever, you know. You got to watch the show Lucifer.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, man. You got to let that shit go, man. In life and in death, man. Speaking of which, real quick before we move on, a study just came out and showed that when you die, your brain tells you you're dead. So,
what?
Yeah, dog. Like,
this is it, my boy. Let y'all
Yeah, like, this is it. This is it. This is it. That's why I told niggas. I was like, I told niggas the other week. I said, bro, what they say is true. Everything flashed before you, before your eyes. When you die, I want to enjoy every minute of my life. Because when that 5.5 second flash happened, dog, I want to die with a smile on my motherfucking face, bro.
Like,
that shit did happen, dog. Like, I forgot all about that shit. Like, I just want to remember all the nuts I bust.
Hold on. What if that was them? When you die, you bust one last nut.
You shit yourself.
Just a little bit. I know you do that.
But do you think the light flashing before your eyes, like all the old religious books say that you die and there's somebody there that judges you. He opens up a book or a scroll or whatever and goes over all of your life's events and then bases if you did good or not to let you into the...
It sounds like some parole board shit.
But
like,
exactly. Like, is it... Do you think,
In 97, motherfucker, you stole
Nigga,
that
you
shit.
Lied.
Hold on. Like, you're absolutely
right. You said you had the limited edition Pokemon card in middle school.
That's what every religion says. Like, do you think the light flashing before your eyes is kind of like
that
self-doing of yourself?
Yeah,
like, if you had a bad
that's
life,
it.
You're going to remember a bad
that's
life. And Trent said, if you have a good life busting nuts all over, like... You're going to remember that. Like, if you were an asshole, if you fucked people over, if you were a good tipper, you know, whatever. Like if you were generous throughout your whole life, you'd have a happy flashback.
Ex all my exes, I'm a good tipper.
And then your brain is kind of stuck with that for the rest of eternity. You just die with that, like, that was a bad life. That was a good life. That was dark. Like,
well, if you look at it, man, mine's
theater
like
dark.
Fucking computers, you know, and shit is wild as shit. It's just like a computer. Then we have these souls that are just coming down, like Trill talks about. Yeah. You know, they come down here. It's like we're here to learn and bring that shit.
Yeah, man, energy doesn't dissipate, bro.
Right,
it is recycled, back, man. Everything, all this shit dissipate. When you die, man, you don't just go.
We are literally just a bunch of dust in the middle of an explosion that somehow was able to
thought.
Perceive thought.
Well, then you just meat pockets. I mean, our whole bodies are shit.
That shit bothers me, meat pockets. We're just walking around in a fucking hot pocket with
you basically judge yourself.
We just got too woke for sleep.
It got real woke.
Like, god damn, dog. That was fucking too woke for sleep.
That was a woke for me, dog.
We're in 2022.
So
man.
I guess everybody really would rather have ghosts over roaches than
hell. Yeah,
yeah.
All right, you taking ghosts?
I take my words back. I
I'm taking roaches, man.
I take ghost roaches.
Ghost roaches.
Yeah, I do ghost roaches.
Yeah, yeah. I can take a ghost roaches.
Stepping on them, that cornflakes keep moving every day.
It cleans itself up. It disappears.
I take the ghost roaches. Then.
Yeah, it takes it. It disappears. Like, the carcasses disappear. Like, yeah, man, he'll be back. That's Frank.
You just eat macaroni elbows.
I gotta kill Frank in the corner every day.
He said macaroni elbows.
Just floating, floating on his own.
Little, little ghost food or shit.
Here's a that's a no for me, dog. Or yes for me. I'd probably do it. I'm already going to say yes because I know what it is. In Harry Potter, they have this little thing where you can like take somebody and you can like switch bodies. So meaning like I could take like your hair, put in a little magic of that, but now I'm you.
Okay.
Whoa. Now, if this was real, we lived in the Harry Potter world, would you and your girl switch bodies and now you can see what it's like to fuck?
Nope.
Would you do that? Like you just wake up with a vagina for 12 hours.
No.
Your girl's got your, you know, you basically see you.
I'm trying to feel myself. First thing,
just to try.
See what the thing feel like.
All right. I'll try to see what kind of life it would be like to be a woman.
I'm good.
I would, I would.
Get away with.
Hold on.
As long as it's not on the period, I'm straight.
I'll tell you what.
You're on the period now.
I'm not
going
if I know Flames is in here, so in his honor, I'm going to do.
That's a no for me, dog.
I don't know. Flames probably going to do.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I do.
I'm not doing that.
And sit at home play with my titties.
I'm not going to say. It's gay if you switch bodies and get fucked by your girl who's in your body, shit. But you in her body. No. I'm not going to say that's gay.
Mentally, you
but I'm going to say that's a very peculiar situation I hope I never find myself in, though.
I don't even want to.
That sounds like a bad dream, bro. That sounds like a
That
sounds
like
dream.
A terrible genie. Remember we had Terrible Genie season one? I wish I could switch bodies. Okay.
What if you do it? Like this is
your own meat.
Fuck no for me.
What if you do it? And
it's not gay if you fuck yourself with your own meat.
It was my meat.
Exactly.
It was
my meat.
So
you're
gonna be
I'm out here packing. I think it would
hurt.
You might dump her when you get back to your body. Like, bitch, I don't need you.
Like, Beyonce, sex is a spectrum.
Like, what the fuck?
What if you get back to your body and realize they have it better than us?
They probably do.
As far as feelings,
I honestly think if a girl a woman can have the mentality where she like, I don't want to work, I want a rich husband, and like,
I'm just talking about that. I think a woman has their clitoris has like millions of neurons. Ours has like six.
That is true. I have seen the studies.
I thought they had it.
Like if a woman's got somebody who's fucking good, weird, like
you want to feel that.
I think there's
trying to bust a real nut.
A woman to have more orgasm than us, ain't it?
Yeah.
Are you trying to feel the dick?
Yeah, I don't want to be in the bed.
I can imagine what they go through. I don't want to go through life.
Bro, that's crazy, dog.
I want my imagination.
Men got guaranteed nuts. We guaranteed
that's
bust that thing every time.
That's crazy, bro.
It's a guarantee.
Not every time. Not out of ten.
Pretty much a guarantee.
It's a guarantee. Yeah.
No, I disappoint a lot of women.
It's not a guarantee you gonna bust in it.
Like, women can't disappoint us.
It's a guarantee. I'm gonna try.
It's damn near
it's
a guarantee.
It's guarantee. I'm gonna.
It's more guarantee that you gonna bust more than it's a guarantee that she is.
Facts.
Shit.
For sure. It's hard.
Shit, boy.
From when you start, you start rubbing around.
As soon as you
start. 15 times a day.
Shit. Shit. I make sure I does my thing first. You know what I'm saying? I make sure she gets hers first. You know what I'm saying? Then I worry about
That's
me.
That's different.
You know
I'm talking about strokes. Stroke for stroke.
True, gentlemen.
A bitch going outstroke.
I'm from the South.
Stroke for stroke. Some women might not, but like stroke for stroke.
I'm from the South. You got you? All right, bet. Now I can.
For sure. Sometimes
once I get that first one, I might take a nap.
Enjoy it. Like a wizard sleep.
Because if I get that first one before you, I'm taking a nap and you're going to be mad at me.
Like being the pussy like this.
Like them them little balloon animals that be selling used cars, pussy. Just be everywhere. It don't be tight, it just be loose.
I don't know about that, but hey, Orange said he wants to take some dick.
I don't want no dick. I'm not taking the dick.
He wants to take his dick.
I'm taking my dick. Eventually
they give it back.
And I am entrusting it with my partner. I'm not just letting it,
He said he wants to have his girl dick him down with his dick, though.
You get your shit molded.
That's fucked up in a couple ways.
That shit crazy, though. That's a huge.
The flower. You would use a flower in your pussy if you switch it over. See what
you're
talking about.
What's
the
flower?
Yeah, the little.
I don't want to see what it's like to be with my girl.
It's like a little thing that's up on the clip.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, totally. I would just sit at home and fucking masturbate and fuck all day.
Yep, well, y'all have fun with that.
Every day.
I'm going to...
That's a no for me, dog.
Big no for me.
Speaking of no for me, dog, there's an OnlyFans.
That's a yes for me. I'll just say it.
There's a
I know, I'm making sure.
I know. We know, dog. You didn't have to say yes. You alluded to the fact that you were saying yes the whole time. But
you hit the button. We agreed on it.
All right. OnlyFans creator poses naked with his father. My question to you: would you?
Why the hell are they posing naked together?
Because it's OnlyFans. And how much are they making?
I don't know. Like $50,000 a month.
Negative.
Wait, would that just one post? Made 50 bands.
Nigga,
you gotta keep doing it.
Yeah, like that means you got to do all these father son naked
600k a year.
I'm just confused.
Like, why was
you gonna compromise yourself?
There's different ways to get money.
I don't want to see my dad's meat, dog. Yeah, no disrespect, dog. I know I came from there, dog. Like I don't want to see his meat, bro. I want to be scarred.
It's one thing to see it on accident. It's another thing to be like, all right.
Pull your dick out, pops.
Like, you want to do it like this? Like, pose like this?
Let me see where I get it from.
Like, where you want to stand? Where I'm going to stand? Like, no, fuck that, man. I'm not holding the camera while,
I couldn't do that.
Everyone there was naked, man.
My daddy being that bitch naked with some copper knee.
Yeah, so that's going to be another organic.
Yeah, it's an organic across the board. I'm not even going to play devil's advocate for this one.
That's a solid no, I think, across the board. You know what I'm saying? Okay, my last one, right? That's a no for me. I want to know, would you get a tummy tuck? Because niggas are getting tummy tucks now.
What did that do to you?
You're talking a bunch of skinny motherfuckers. Yeah, that's a silly question.
No, I'm asking.
All of us are in shape.
If you had most to, would you get one?
What do a tummy tuck do? Get you abs?
Yeah.
No, I don't give you abs. You can't do it.
Yeah, you can get abs added,
I
think.
I'm not doing that.
You're not going to get abs without a tummy tuck.
I'm not doing that.
Nah, fuck that.
Where's that information?
I want an 8-pack on top of this dad bod.
A tummy tuck? Like, that don't even sound masculine. Like, where you been, bro? I got a tummy tuck.
Yo, you know what's funny? I bet you they'll eventually switch it to something more masculine.
It's a different name.
No.
They
ain't gonna
make it.
A gut tuck or something.
Exactly. Like,
just go.
But no.
Tummy eliminator.
Let's not do that. That's a no for me,
dog. Let's not do that. Let's just go to the gym.
Yeah, let's just go. That's what I say.
Let's just stop eating like shit. Let's do that first. And then go to the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Just be healthy.
Nah.
All right, so that's
a no for me, dog.
Hey, I just got to make sure, man. I'm sorry. We got to talk about it. I kind of know the answers before I ask about it, but I still got to ask about it for the listeners because, you know, some of the listeners at home kind of disagree with us sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when we access these things, you ask yourself these things. Would you do it?
They may have heard about it. If we say no, then don't do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Do not do it.
We do not co-sign.
All right. So, what the fuck has been going on?
What the fuck?
So,
in the world.
What the fuck?
Today.
I thought he was about to rap like 3-6 Mafia.
Yo, broken glass everywhere.
So, what the fuck? Niggas talking about. I thought you was about to hit me with Juicy J verse.
News team! Assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Hello.
This week on MP.
We actually have breaking news right now.
Who the fuck was typing?
I have a fucking team of news people. What are you talking about, bro?
That's the team, bro.
Ain't no button.
That's the team in the back, bro.
Oh, I see.
Union Storm. A bunch of shit has happened, but I just got a notification on my watch. Says a man apparently has taken hostages during his service at a synagogue near Fort Worth, Texas. A SWAT team is on the scene, authorities said.
This is happening now.
Happening right now. Literally, just as you push that button, my thing vibrated with that.
It's a hostage situation.
Synagogue at what
this
type
is breaking
of
Texas
place synagogue of worship? Is this
that's Jewish?
Okay,
this is breaking news, bro.
Crazy.
We will probably have more about that next time we do. But for right now, I hope everybody in that synagogue is fine and all that.
Please be fine.
Yeah, dang.
Shalom aleichem. So what is happening in what since we've last been? All right. So sad to say, Bob Saget.
Yes, rest in peace, Bob Saget, man. Like for real. Like
Full House, man.
Like I know he's done Full House, but every time somebody mentions Bob Saget to me, I always be like, "You never sucked dick."
No, I remember that. Crazy.
You know what? Actually, everybody said Full House. That's all. Even me, I remembered Full House. And then the next day, they were like, you know, doing tributes and everything. And when they played that fucking America's Funniest Home Videos thing, yeah. I like completely like just remembered this whole like chapter of childhood and like it was actually really sad to him like die. Like going back to like not you know not like him death. Celebrities die. They do you know it's part of life and death. And I'm sorry that, but like. Back to that, like, you're older than you... We're older now than we are younger, in a sense. Like, it's just, like, a part of it. Like, you know, like, we're going to start seeing all of our childhood...
Buddies,
dads, moms and dads and grandmas and all that shit. We grew up and just like, die. Yeah, like,
you know what's crazy is? You know what's crazy is? We're at the age of them, of the people that we grew up watching.
Yeah, like, we were, you know, we were kids. We were Bob Saget's age. He was a millionaire making, you know, Full House. I'm doing an even better
now
podcast.
Now we're at the age they were at when we were watching them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Full House, man.
And it, damn.
John Stamos. I wonder how they're taking it, man.
Uncle Joe, they're devastated, man.
They said he passed away from natural causes, what it looks like, preliminary.
In a hotel?
You know, like
no drugs involved.
No drugs. Like, he just looked died? Like in his sleep.
I guess when it's time you'll go to go.
Yeah, that's what they said.
They said
he might have had a stroke in his sleep, you know. So
what the Olsen twins think about this? They probably put out.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Just because we are so used to, you know, like we are so used to and desensitized to these just crazy deaths that, like, most times people don't even make it to just die of natural causes. Most times it's other shit.
Oh yeah, a bunch of shit.
So when somebody does, like Bob Saget, die of natural causes, people are kind of like, "Whoa, wow, that actually still happens."
Speaking of that. Last time we were here, Betty White passed away.
Yep.
And as much as I love, and she died at 99 years old in like 2 weeks before she was 100 years old.
Yep.
And then it came, you know, she died. And then like over the next few days, it was kind of like, it was like she died of like a stroke. She died of this and this and that. And I was like, 99 years old, I think you just kind of die of old age.
Yeah.
Like, unless you like get hit by a train or some tragic accident. Like even if it is a stroke, even if it is that, like. I think at 99, like, that's old age. Like, your body is just expected to, you know.
Yep. Wow. Like, my dad told me once if he ever get put in a wheelchair and start pissing shit, and he's like, "Dad, just don't tell nobody, just roll me in the middle of traffic." He's like, "That's it. I don't need this. I don't need to be getting changed." I was like, "All right, I got you. Like, as long as you die that first try, if you got to do it again, it's going
to
be rough."
That's how my pops was towards the end. He was like, "Yo, man, if I go back to the hospital again, dog, I ain't coming back." He's like, "That's just what it is, dog. Like, shit, I can't go through this shit." He's like, "I ain't going through this shit no more, dog." Like, so.
Here's another one that's some crazy shit. And this actually even goes under, yes, it can go back to, that's a no for me, dog.
Okay.
U.S. surgeons, somewhere here, I don't remember exactly where, were able to do a heart transplant in a human with a pig's heart. There's literally somebody walking around right now.
That's cool.
I mean, they're in the hospital recovering, but. It's happened like this week.
That's crazy. What if what if a nigga was Muslim?
I'm not doing that.
Well, hold on. Here's they use pig arteries for valves in heart transplants. They've been using them for a while. Like,
how old is the man? So
Jews do it all the time.
How old is the patient?
So they don't have the same blood type.
No, it's just an artery.
I think it's just, they just wash it out.
Because I think their arteries are just like our arteries.
So it's tissue, and then whenever your blood gets through it, it's like, now it's
Your body's tissue. Yeah, then it's like your body starts connecting to it and using it. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Now, first of all, is this
what if you don't eat swine?
It's got to be.
I'm sure it is. I don't know.
Because ain't nobody that desperate. But fuck it, I'm going to die. I'm not about to get a whole pig's heart.
I try it.
For real?
Why not? You're about to die.
Yeah, motherfuckers get attached to life, bro.
Die.
You gotta think, motherfuckers.
And like you said, imagine it being rich, too. Like, I gotta let all this go.
I would have been all right.
I said six houses I haven't even seen yet.
that's my biggest fear. That's why I got the vaccine. Because my biggest fear is I done beat fucking poverty and I'm gonna die now that I'm somewhat financially stable. You know what I'm saying? I was okay dying when I was broke. Like, nigga,
I wanted to die when I was broke.
Take me, nigga.
Lord.
Lord, exactly. I'm ready to go, Jesus.
You driving to work.
Fuck this shit.
Somebody just T-boned me. I don't give a fuck anymore. Fuck
you, before now, I had kids, that was my mentality. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can't do that now.
Now I'm like, I got kids, bro. Like, I got 401k. Like, it's just like,
now I'm looking, nah, bro. I'm like, looking both now ways
green lights. When a nigga pull out in front of me in traffic, I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna let you hit me, bro. Like, I remember growing up being like, fuck it, Jesus, take the wheel. But now it's like, nah, man, fuck that, dog. Like,
no, you even made more risk when you with that mentality. You know what I'm saying? When you poor, you make more risk.
So that's why a nigga would get a pig heart, because niggas get attached to life, dog. Like, straight up, dog. You know what I'm saying?
It's my time to go. I'm just going.
Here's the question, though. If you get a pig heart,
can you be Muslim and get a pig heart?
We already talked about that. Jews. You missed it. So they also use, they've been using valves and heart, not transplant, and transplant as well with the human hearts. Like,
right. I heard
that have been pigs. Yeah. So
I mean, they've been using the ligaments. And
Jews been doing it, so I'm assuming like if
they do all kinds of shit.
You know, basically it's like you're not eating it, but at the same time, it is saving your life. Like in the same sense of like in Jewish religion, I can't speak on Muslim.
Convenient principle.
Like you're not supposed to eat.
That's what I'm about to say. It can help me live.
But if you are starving, not
so bad. Maybe they're not so bad.
I'm eating.
Death is the only. It's starving to death or eating pork.
Somebody.
It's okay to eat pork. Like God will forgive you if you're in that situation. So I can only imagine.
What if he
that
don't though? What if
he'd
be like, you're supposed to trust me, motherfucker. Now you're going to hell. Like now you fucked.
Because you want to put swine in your body.
Because you want. I told you not to, and you still going to do it anyway. Because you want to survive. You want to live?
You see flash before your eyes.
You want to fucking survive?
Pigs, bacon, dude.
You don't want to be here with me? Yeah, you're supposed to be here with me. That's why. I'm trying to bring you here. Yeah, that's why I killed you so you can come here with me. Oh, you want to survive?
Fuck. I mean, you ate amazing.
Swine?
Wait,
what'd you say?
I mean, shit, it's just amazing.
Swine? I do it.
What, eat pork?
Yeah, exactly. No.
I eat pork. Fuck y'all.
What would you do?
The pig heart.
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
But then afterwards.
Nigga, you can give me a pit bull heart. If I'm going to live 10 more years, let's do it, nigga.
Heart of the pit bull. Heart of the fight.
You can give me a red-nosed pit bull heart, man. I'm good. Rottweiler heart. I'm straight.
But would you want your like memories and life transplanted in a different body? That's a cool...
That's different, though. Oh, maybe
I think
not.
That's what like, just switch bodies.
Just model up. Yeah, I totally do that. Like,
if they could put your memories in everything.
I feel like that's what deja vu is.
I would totally buy the Orin 2.0 version. Like, buy the body, download.
That's what I was memories about. If it's a body like that, I don't want somebody else's body.
If I get a different body,
I don't want like another nigga body that's living already.
What if it's just like, ideally, you know a better body? Like, you know you're not the best in the best. Like,
I don't want some. I wouldn't want somebody else's body.
You got somebody else's body.
Like, if a guy. I was like, I can switch your brain with LeBron James' brain.
Yeah, like that.
No, I don't want, that's like almost gay, like, ain't it?
My brain.
Because now, like, you got to handle his meat when you go to the bathroom. And it's like,
did you want to be his meat?
You living with your meat for 30 years, and now you juggling another man's meat.
Kind of hot.
Yeah, but it's your meat now.
It's your meat. It's technically your
meat. It's like buying a used car. Right, it's your car now.
That's got to be a weird learning curve. You gotta figure out how you.
That's like buying a used mattress. Yeah. I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Like, this nigga done slept on this motherfucker.
Knee surgeries and shit.
Bad shoulder. I had a bad lower back.
Now you got a fucked up hammy. Ain't nothing wrong with my body. I ain't never had no surgeries. Now my hammy fucked up. My ankle be tweaking and shit. I got arthritis in my left knee.
What I'm saying is you're getting a better body. The like, regardless. Like, you just use LeBron James.
You can't afford a good body. You know, you might get something.
You know, you're 50 years old. All of a sudden, they just show you this, like, 20-year-old body. You're just, you know.
I saw a movie like that. Like you would be, like, say, just like you said, like, if I had a fucked up, if I just wanted a better body, they had a company, like, people would die, and you can... get the dead person's body if it was like a younger guy or whatever like that. So, no, but I still wouldn't do it because I ain't live with them body parts.
I'm good, though, because I feel like even with that, though, would it be you or would it just be a copy of you?
Be a copy. Who cares?
It would be you, though, right?
That's ethics right now. We're just talking about...
If it's your consciousness, it's you, right?
Yeah, I mean, that, again, well, this is like
because you kept your memories.
This is
you kept everything
right
about
this
you.
Is not,
I see it with all.
It might not hit the same as somebody else's body.
This body ain't hitting that shit.
Man, damn, I should have left.
He can't even run fast. This nigga can't even run fast.
Hold on, he's actually no. What he's saying is like philosophy. Like, are you you based on your body and everything?
I think it's everything about you is what makes you you, bro.
Like, because the second you start losing your, you know, like anybody who has family with Alzheimer's or any kind of memory loss, like the second you start losing who you are mentally, you're not really you are, but it's like
you're still you.
So what is it more? Is it the shell? Or is it the you?
That's a copy of you.
That's
a copy of you.
Mostly,
it wouldn't be you.
Yeah.
I've never felt like that would actually be you. That would be a copy of you.
Because you done learn your body for however long, and now you can't jack your meat off in 15 minutes how you normally do.
Yeah.
What do you got this time?
You know what you like. You know what you like.
Did you know at a certain point?
I'm trying to be on fire.
You're
going to
go through a lot of porn.
You're
going to
go through a lot of porn.
I got to keep
going. You like games?
Shit, I got to fight through the burn.
You ain't never be like, this ain't a good video. I done used this one before.
I need to go underhanded lefty.
The fire out my meat to this lady 1,000 times. I need a new one.
That's terrible, dog.
Well, there it is.
Back to Jim.
15 minutes, man. Yeah, I mean, that would be weird. Like, you know your body, you know your aches, you know there's a scar right here. Like, all of a sudden, you're just like, hey, there's no...
Yeah. We have to pause for a second. Did somebody park behind the sitter? I have a babysitter here.
Is I parked in the driveway.
Yeah,
in front of the driveway. All right.
All right, we're going to pause.
We're going to take a pause.
Oh, you parked on the right side?
No, I parked in front of the driveway. Like, can't nobody get up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right. What's her car, though?
I don't know. The one with the SC plates.
Is it white?
Yeah. No. Is it that blue car?
Oh, yeah. It's somebody in front of and behind her, too.
That's me. So, let me see.
Stand by.
This nigga is parking in the front of us, bitch. For real. He really did. He really parked. I got a pee. Drinking all that damn water.
How's what you drinking, bro?
Yeah. I go. I'm a drink at first, and I'ma go ahead and come back to my senses. And they gotta drop off equipment.
Yeah, that'd be my only question. Like, where the fuck y'all getting the body from? You know.
Hopefully, ain't shit fucked up with it. Oh,
it's a fallen soldier.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna pause it and we'll come back into it.
We'll come back. We'll edit it. You're gonna see an edit in there.
Yeah. It's gonna be a jump cut. Like,
One day we're gonna be very rich and famous and we'll take all these moments right here, edit it up for you. These little in betweens. Yeah. Jack the price up twice as much, be even richer.
Yeah.
That's capitalism, baby.
I was in here singing the damn Jurassic Park theme song when everybody was going, doo 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 doo. I was like, shit.
That's good. I didn't know
what to say. Hey, man, don't be finger fucking my pork rinds, man.
Just wash my hands.
Finger fucking my pork rinds, man.
Oh, really good.
Not my chicharrones. Chicharrones.
But if you got the pig heart.
That's how you pronounce the motherfucker.
Hold on. Let's say you got the pig heart. Ethically speaking, would you still eat pork?
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be cannibalism now?
Totally. It would totally be cannibalism.
That's a deep question.
I bet you JR says yes.
Would it be?
He wouldn't. He'd still eat pork. Ferg, I don't know. I think he'd say no.
I think
I'd quit pork because I would just be like.
No, I think most people would keep eating pork. Like if that was their mind frame, unless they're a Muslim, like you know, Jake said.
Yeah, and even Muslims be eating pork. You know,
like if you got the pig's heart, let's say you got it.
Okay.
Would you stop eating pork?
That's a good question, but no.
You're not a person.
Most people were saying that. Most people
are saying that.
Most people just keep eating that motherfucker.
I kind of feel like it's, you know.
Do you eat pork right now?
Yeah. So say pork rind.
Okay. For sure. So it's like, shit, if you had a pig heart, you'd basically still be eating pork.
No, I think I'd stop, though.
Yeah,
honestly, I would stop eating pork if I had a pig heart.
Well, now that you say that, because you'd be like, damn, man, that pig, you know, I got his fucking heart. Man.
Exactly. You'd feel bad about it.
I was like, I was watching fucking Naked and Afraid, right? And they had to kill a turtle to survive and shit, right? Oh, and they felt so bad because they had to stretch his neck out.
Oh, no. I love turtles.
Man, they prayed and cried.
Yeah, that'll stop you eating meat.
Yo, I would look like...
This girl didn't want to do it, bro. You know, they had to, like...
I'm telling you,
like, octopus.
Only way to get him out of his shell, though, they had to, like, put something up his ass to make his head, like, come out the shell. And that's how they grabbed his head.
Didn't kill him. Wow.
Yeah, and he had to put something up his ass.
Like, so, Gerald, what we missed is... hold on, we'll sit down and we'll finish the conversation once we have everybody in.
Oh, what y'all just talking about?
With the pig heart. If you had the transplant, let's say you had it, you just woke
up.
Yeah, you just woke up one day from a car accident or whatever, and you just woke up like, hey, we put a pig heart in you. Like, now you have a pig heart. You don't have an option. Would you still eat pork?
Yeah.
But you're a cannibal.
Yeah, I only eat bacon anyway.
But now it's cannibalism.
No, it's not.
It is.
I'm not a pig. I just have a pig.
Part of you is pig now.
No.
But your heart is pig. You're
so,
a part pig.
So if we do a heart transplant,
you're a man pig.
Am I Jewish now? Because I got your heart.
Yeah.
Do I get to be Jewish?
I want all the perks. I
guarantee you. I want all the perks that come along.
If that shit happened, you would have a craving for matzo ball soup. You would have perks, like. Sorry. They do say after transplants like that,
extremely successful.
You got it.
Every
private impression, banking, man.
Look at what
private banking.
Went through just
lasers, space
offshore
lasers.
Account. Space lasers.
Got to be something.
You see? Oh, hold on. Space dolphins. You see this one? There's not a space dolphins. Sniper dolphins. There's one of the Hamas. Like told one of the newspapers, I don't fucking know, but he basically said that they had like some of their people, like their naval people on the thing, and that they were attacked by a fucking gun yielding dolphin.
Damn. What? This got to be a crazy looking gun.
This is literally what they just said. Right. Hamas reportedly said they was attacked by
the gun was like mounted on his neck or some shit.
I assumed it would be on his flipper.
He buried arms on.
Maybe they hollowed out one of his eyes and put a gun in there. I don't know.
That's crazy.
No, I'm good, though.
I mean,
it sounds military.
I got to get
a Jewish conspiracies reason. Against Jews are
how do you do
crazy.
That, you even train a dolphin to run up on somebody. Like.
They're said to be smart.
I mean, I know you can train them to do shit, but like.
They trained the rat to find landmines. He actually died this week, too.
Yeah, this nigga got
he
a purple
did
heart.
Too good,
he
was
got a purple heart.
Exactly. They
did a great
huge
job.
Funeral.
Obviously, he didn't know how to fucking.
That rat got more left
wait,
than
did
me.
Did he die of natural causes?
I think it was in Vietnam. Where was it? It was in Vietnam, I think.
Did he die of natural causes? He was just old?
Yeah, he was just old. Like,
I thought he stepped on the mine. I was about to say, that motherfucker ain't do his job.
He was great at his job. He died of old age. So they gave him, like, he did his job for like 8 years. Finding landmines, they gave him like they lowered the flags, like they gave him like
that's fucked up. Imagine you with the company who don't got the rat that sniff out mines. That's fucked up because it's only one, right?
The government.
There's probably a bunch of them.
Well, like a whole gang of them.
I was watching.
They had a bunch of them. One.
I'm sure
he wasn't the one. Okay,
nah, imagine you
like,
the nigga that
he like the John Wick.
Exactly. He just got that one.
Imagine you the nigga that's in charge, the human that's in charge of the rat battalion. You know how batshit crazy you would have probably seen in the fucking the 60s.
Oh yeah.
He's
insane. They thought he was Dracula.
My legion of rats.
Nigga got eight rats in the bed sniffing out mines. Like, yo, son. Like, I'm telling you, man, he's been on 16 tours.
He's in charge of rodent bomb security.
Front line only, dog.
They probably treat him good, though.
Him and the stroke coach go to fucking AA meetings together, dog.
The stroke coach and the rat battalion.
The rat colonel, dog. Like, this nigga, like. Like, I imagine they gotta be some nigga that gotta be a handler or something, like talking to the nigga.
Got
oh, yeah, he's got a trainer and everything.
Like,
yo.
The trainer is.
He's got probably like a.
Can't be touched, probably.
There
that's
is,
gotta
like,
be the weirdest
think
nigga
about
ever
this. Weird. Hold on, there's even weirder. You join the military, sign up, thinking you're gonna go defend the land. They're like, you're on rat patrol.
You chilling with the rats.
This is your partner.
But you, hold on. Here's
your partner, Ratatouille.
Here's the weird thing. You probably save more lives being part of that rat patrol than any other.
And you probably safer than anybody else, too.
Yeah.
That's the next movie coming from Dirtbag Cinema. If you die, your partner
died. Damn it, we lost waffles today.
No casualties. That's the only battalion in Vietnam that had no casualties. Eight rats all came back. Right, wow. Nigga, they came back with more rats. Yeah. Half Filipino citizens.
They came back with more rats. They brought back 50.
Half fucking Vietnam citizens, dog. The motherfuckers came back with a whole family.
Y'all tripping, man. They really had fucking like
8 rats went in the jungle. 50 came out. Like, what?
They had these scientists who was really putting like sensors on the back of beetles' brains, you know, where they their motor skills, right?
And
they can control them with like a remote. You just throw them.
Yo, the animal.
And they can control it like a drone, so I wouldn't doubt they can.
There
do
was this is on record. You got.
I swear to God, bro, you go fly fucking. Damn, they call them.
Hold on, this is also on. This is actually made public a few years ago.
Where the X-Files movie?
Before they dropped the atom bomb on Japan to end World War II, one of the plans they had was to put nitrous glycerin or whatever, like, on bats. I cannot make this up. They wanted this fucking train a bunch of bats to basically, like, just tie it to them or whatever. And
does it explode?
What they would do is Japan has that, you know, the architecture of Japan? It's perfect for bats to want
the pagoda shit
to go under there. So they would drop it off in, like, daylight or whatever, and the bats would go. And the fact, and then when they flipped upside down, it would basically mix the thing, and it would basically set the fucking city ablaze. This was actually a plan that the U.S. government had on things. So, does it make dolphins with machine guns even?
These niggas got rats.
When you say dolphin with machine gun, I just picture a dolphin coming out of my
with a bandana.
Yeah. Like Rambo. You know, the photo has an eye patch on him.
With abs. You know, I picture the nigga with abs. Like a whole six-pack. Like a kangaroo.
You got pecs now? Come on,
Dwight. I wouldn't move if I was you.
That moonwalk shit they do.
I'll be back.
And they be raping too.
Yeah, they be raping.
Dolphins,
dolphins rape.
I cut myself shaving.
Them niggas be pillaging.
Not and just blast the motherfucker.
If they got that chip in them, I mean, it's very much so that they could fucking be doing that shit. Maybe, like
I mean, they got rats that won shit in Vietnam, so I wouldn't be far fetched to say they got pirate dolphins in the sea.
I wonder if they got like a dolphin sex offender list.
Like, yo, this dude.
This area.
They, hold on. They probably,
this area, they be
it's probably the opposite. It's probably like the non-offender list. Like, oh, this Bob. He's cool. He doesn't like it.
Because they all rape.
No, dead serious, bro. When they get in their teenage years, you remember how horny you was?
Yeah.
Imagine you a dolphin. He'd be fucking penguins, fish, anything that got a hold of.
Talking back and all kinds of shit.
And the penguin fucking dolphin, dog.
I've heard it all,
bro.
I know. That's why it's so
you can go pet a dolphin in the Bobby Acres. There's videos of it on YouTube and shit.
I've seen a dolphin hump somebody.
Like
in Jamaica. Yeah. You know, in Jamaica, they use the little thing that you can ride the dolphin and shit. I did that shit. A dolphin came up, like, they're supposed to come up in front of you, but like with their fin. This dolphin came in front of this chick with his face, like with his chest.
And trying to fuck.
Yeah, it was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, getting his humps in. They got to jump in the water and all that.
Hey,
yeah,
kid.
That dick was going to grab it to the deep end.
You seen the squiggly, man.
Was this chick named JR?
The dick was going to take her to the abyss. No, my dolphin freaked me out because he hit my feet first with his nose, and then he came up in front of me with his fucking fin. So I thought I was about to.
Because you had a black dolphin. You had a black dolphin. He was like, yo, I'm here. I'm coming up.
He didn't give he announced himself for my nigga.
Hey, what's up?
Nigga was spinning around and shit.
Hey. You had a black dolphin. That's dope. Like, I want a black dolphin when I go out of town, dog.
He wasn't strapped though.
He wasn't strapped.
Yeah, but I got that gas, bro.
He ain't had no machine gun.
I imagine the black animals of the animal kingdom are the coolest too, dog. They set the standard in the culture.
Pit bulls, the
pit bulls and shit.
Black crows,
gorillas,
one of the smartest animals.
Gorillas, all that shit.
Yeah, gorillas. Them niggas still be throwing up all kind of shit, dog. They be fucking.
I seen a TikTok. Yeah. Them motherfuckers was flying a drone, just sitting there.
A gorilla?
Yeah. Oh no, actually, I heard on the way over here. This is actually funny. Like, You know how, like, we, you know, you make money, you pass it down to your kids, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. That same thing happens in the animal kingdom. Like, they found that, like, you know, if you're a squirrel and you have a lot of, you collect a lot of acorns, your offsprings are going to be better off than another squirrel that doesn't have a lot of acorns.
I mean, because
like,
they're eating good.
Orangutans that learn how to use tools, pass that on to their kids.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're already eating good.
Like, they're about to die. They're like, here's my ant stick. Like, literally, they'll pass on. Just like we do.
So that might be, that might happen.
Like your assets.
I got Meemaw's ass stick.
That's like the primitive version of a heirloom.
I just heard that on the way over here.
That's pretty fire, man. I mean, them niggas is smart
about us, man.
Now, birds do it, all types of animals.
Well, all y'all know me, y'all know my girl's redhead. It was funny because the other day I told her, I was like, growing up, I used to think like redheaded people were direct descendants of orangutans.
Oh my god, that's terrible. That's so bad.
That's so bad. I mean, we all kind of are. It's not.
But orangutan, because you know, like I thought,
specifically,
I thought, like, no, you know, like regular people was like
regular
chimps, like chimps and shit. Okay. But then redheads was like orangutans.
That makes sense. Crazy,
bro. I'm sorry, though.
All orangutans look like they named Uncle Paulie.
Just remember what orangutans
look like. All orangutans look like.
The nigga used to drink that Capri Sun.
They all look like that, bro. But they be smart as fuck. Like the one that was driving the golf cart.
I have seen that all last week.
Is it Bigfoot an orangutan?
I thought he would be a Yeti or something.
Yeti. Yeah, he's a
Yeti. I just remember them orangutans in the Tang commercials, man.
I thought Harry and Henderson, he was redhead.
I mean, his hair was like that, I guess.
Because when you said it, I forgot.
He wasn't like a red. Alf was a red.
What was he?
Yeah.
A little
alien. Oh, it's an alien. Okay. He got like a little baby touch.
Yeah, he was an alien.
Ginger.
Tang commercial.
Yeah, dude. It's like a Down syndrome orangutan.
A Down syndrome.
Because he had the same color hair.
Alf. You know what?
Here's an NPR and one that has some, you know, we're going to go back to, you know, ethics. How would you handle it? So two arsonists, I think, in Key West were caught because they didn't tip their bartender.
Yeah, bartender
and this is the story. This is basically the story. So, again, you guys know me. I'm a good tipper. Come from thing. Also, we're on a high-class dirtbag. We don't snitch. We keep it to ourselves. So this is the moral dilemma. As an ex-bartender, I would do what this one did. So basically, a bartender had this, like, two guys come in. One of them was named fucking Skyler, I think. So complete douchebag. Like in Key West, yeah. Skyler. We all know Skyler.
What's your name?
We all know this guy. Yeah. Apparently ran up a big tab, didn't tip $0. So the bartender, you know, like that pisses you off. You remember these fucking people. I still have memories in my head of what people look like who didn't tip. And then like a day or so later, he looks on the news and sees like a video of like, two people, like, police are looking for these two arsonists. If you know who this is, please call. And he's like, that's the same motherfuckers that didn't tip me. Mm. So he went into the cash register, got their old credit card receipt from 2 days ago, called the police. He's like, yeah, I got their credit card info, blah, 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 told the story. And sure as shit, it was them when they got caught.
Wow. He got the satisfaction of snitching.
I would totally do what he fucking did.
He got the satisfaction of snitching for a couple of dollars.
Pay with everything cash, everybody.
That's I would do it.
Nah. I mean, what did they set on fire?
That snitch behavior.
I don't know, like a fucking.
Did they kill anybody?
Nobody died.
There
was somebody.
There was a cash reward for their.
No, I don't think there was a cash reward for it. There could have been.
He just did that for some get back. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing about tipping. You were literally stealing somebody else's fucking time. This guy spent an hour of his time, made $2 off of Skyler and his rich little shit. The tip zero fucking dollars.
You know
ideally, he already stole from this bartender.
But you know what? People don't think about how much servers make.
Exactly. Like,
that's
what I'm
common knowledge.
We all think it's not.
Because people go to a restaurant, you're not thinking about how much the waitress makes.
Hold on. It's not.
Not tipping is wrong. No, let me start off by saying that. Not tipping is fucked up.
Here's the thing. Saying that it's not.
$2 or $5 an hour.
$2.13 an hour.
Today, still?
Till today. There's a few, like, in, like, Chicago or some places where they have, like, unions. They still get, like, 5-6, but they have to tip out more. They do make more, obviously.
McDonald's get paid more than that today, man.
I mean, you still make more with tips if you get good
tips.
You're
supposed to make more.
But, yeah, it's $2.13 an hour. Now, I'm not sitting here saying how much you should tip, but to leave $0 fucking dollars, Like, you know better than that. Every American knows. Europeans know better than that. They'll still leave you like a dollar on a hundred.
Yeah. But he tipped zero at all. Just, I mean, I don't blame the bartender, but I mean, that's some bitch shit though, because you kind of that's some woman scorn shit. I would do it.
Just go to work.
Like, of course you would do it, dog, because you would also let your girl fuck you with your own dick.
How many of you guys waited tables and bartenders?
I've never.
See, then you, yeah, you.
No, I understand.
There is a different, like, it's not just disdain. Against him. It's against every person that's
you have
never
a disdain
tipped,
for people like that. I get that, dog.
But I'm a ghost, man. Let it go.
I am, for one, the type of person that's like, if you can't afford to go out to eat, then you can't afford to go out and tip, then don't go out to eat.
Because you know you got a tip.
Oh, you're in Key West, too.
You know you got a tip. I don't know much about Key West.
It makes no sense to fucking do that.
Key West, it's like vacation. Like, you're not like...
How much was the tag?
Picking up lunch on the way to work. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. How much was the tag?
I don't know.
I mean, they're civilian, so I mean, it's not really snitching because he's a civilian.
I'm sure it wasn't.
No, it's not snitching, but it's fucked up.
Me personally, I probably
it's petty as fuck.
I'd be like, damn, dog, no, like,
petty. I do,
because I probably feel bad when some niggas get 10 years. Like,
that's a no for me.
Yeah, for not,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Basically, like, they just got 10 years for not tipping. Now
we also don't know.
Hold
up,
dog. You a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like, yeah. Not tipping. I gotta do 10 years because I ain't tip.
And that's what I'm saying. Is imagine, like, from somebody who's had it happen hundreds of times, I've been stiffed.
So you just
there's a few
put
of them
on
where it doesn't matter. Like, some of them, it's like $5.
You bitter.
They're not tipping. Whatever. There's some of them that it's like you just brush over. But there's some of them that still to this day, like there was one time I had a table of like eight, like I think it was like eight or 12 people. They were all like in their like young 20s, all attractive people.
Oh, you know you ain't getting
hold on. No. It was actually like, it was something they were talking about tipping and this and that. Like they all said they worked food and bev. You know what they left me? They left me an invitation to a fucking party in heaven with Jesus. I'm dead serious. I've had people leave me those fake 20s that open. You know what I mean? That like open up and it's just like, come to church. Yada, yada, yada. Like, I still remember what these people look like, what they were. And like, and I would give nothing more than to get some kind of revenge.
You would give them jail time. You would give them jail time.
If I could, I would. Not honestly, I would.
Not fight them, but jail time.
I would much
time.
Rather fight them.
Jail time is worse. You might as well go ahead and find them and fight them.
I'm getting jail time.
I mean, that's kind
of... If I can give them jail time?
You would?
Yes.
That's fucked
in a heartbeat.
Up. I won't wish this.
Just
track them down
and
say, "Do you remember this day, man?"
I've actually chased people out.
Like, that's a whole nother level of hatred.
I'll track you down and like fight you or like,
yeah, dog, like
try to do something to your life, but I'm not
going
to put you behind bars.
Arson is a different story. Like,
I'm not going to put you behind bars.
Fucking nigga, baby mama, dog. You know what I'm saying? Be petty like that, dog. Don't fucking. I'd rather you do that than snitch.
No, there's something
like shit, dog.
You gonna pull me behind?
Track them down and get what he owes you, man.
I'm gonna get whatever I can in the opportunity I can. Exactly.
Like, who the fuck are you, man? I was.
Like, I'm always 3 months ago.
Nah, son.
Nah, yeah. I gotta say,
at least $10 right now, man.
That's your. Yeah, like, yo, I'm
about to. Just go get one.
Straight up, run up on him like that.
Don't call. At least give him the opportunity to be like, yo, I can either turn you in or you can give me a tip for this.
I mean, $10.
Like, all right, bro, I'm gonna go ahead and
give me 20. So I
can't
always
work. Fuck it.
No, not even.
But here's the thing: had they tipped,
give me a dub, man.
Then it wasn't a matter of like. Even for all we know, they could have done something fucked up. Maybe they, you know, like there was an arson of a house with somebody in it. You know what I mean? So it was like morally the guy should have called. Yeah. But had they tipped, the bartender would have not remembered what they looked like. None of it. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't have made an impact because majority of people tip. But the fact that they didn't tip anything, it's really just like a sore.
He could have been having a bad night, too.
I don't remember bad tippers.
Might not have been having good tips all night, and then all of a sudden you get... They run the tab up and stiff your ass.
I remember zero tips.
Fuck!
I don't remember bad tips. I remember people who specifically were like, put a zero.
As the resident?
In the little spot. No tip. Like, shit like that.
What if it was bad service?
We get it. But as the resident,
yeah, I just serve them. I guess, yeah.
As the resident therapist, I think you need to get over that shit. I don't think it's healthy that you holding on to shit.
Talk to your therapist about that.
15 years later, talk to your therapist.
Talk to your therapist about that.
I really don't. The barbaristas,
I really don't think you should be holding on to that. There's a thousand other things you can do. productive with your life.
And that I'm out.
Then holding on to that information, my brother.
Take a doodle, break some that motherfucker.
That's right. empty, I get it, but I don't think that's warranted of a snitching. Maybe call me first, like, yo, bro. I'm about to snitch on you, bro. Like, what? Like, we complete strangers, but you ain't tipped me, dog. Like, all right,
Dave and Buster's, you know, February 12th.
But,
ring a bell. Lemon pepper wings.
Tater skin.
Yeah, read about his whole
popcorn
receipt.
Shrimp.
Like, I got you that extra ice. You didn't even ask for it. I just brought it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't wait for nothing.
Ring a bell.
Like, I got you your water, your drink, everything.
Arnold Palmer.
You remember the whole order. You asked for two fucking napkins after I brought.
And you wanted four sauces for your tenders.
Who the fuck eats ranch? Everybody knows
you
that.
You sick fuck.
You owe me $10. No gratuity.
Oh, man.
I'm giving you this opportunity to make the universe correct.
To make things right.
You could do it, or you could go to jail. Because I'm pretty sure arson is 10-year charge.
That Cash App going to come quick.
How much did fuck that?
No, I want it hand-delivered and pick me up some food on the way here, too.
$1,000.
Okay. I ain't doing all that,
you got some black mail on
you. You interfere with a man's pride. At a certain point, you can't.
Give me 20.
At a certain point, you can't add all that extra shit and then think about
the pride. If they arson, they might come burn your shit,
dog.
Where do you want this delivered?
I don't want my ass.
What's your address?
Cash App that thing.
You smell something? Next thing you know, you smell something.
Yeah, Cash App that thing, though. That's very discreet.
Something burning. Lighter fluid.
Yeah, give me that.
Your house is in flames.
And then if you stalk me after that, then I'm snitching. But,
you know that fucking restaurant's gonna get burnt down.
Like, don't come to Dave and Buster's ever again.
I'm sure.
We're gonna hear this
cheap
restaurant.
Cheap nigga. No. Nah, I mean, there's a lot of things I would do, but that's not one of them because I'm a real motherfucking G from the streets. that felt appropriate to say. Pushing P, partner. Yeah. I don't even know what that means, though. No. I'm so old now, though.
Oh, we all have our pettiness. How
yeah, dog. I wouldn't do it, dog. I'm petty in different ways, dog.
Everybody, that's what I'm saying. We all have our pettiness.
Yeah, I'm petty, dog. Like, my pettiness wouldn't bring me to snitch. My pettiness would, like, make me rub my balls on all the door handles in your house and just rest every night knowing that every time you touch a door handle, you don't wash your hands.
I just steal all the light switches. Take all the light switches out your house.
That's straight up, dog.
What do you mean take all the light switches?
Put a whole car full of glitter in there.
You got that for life. Yeah. If you sit in that,
it's like sand.
That's for life.
Especially if you got cloth seats.
That glitter is a part of your DNA, bro.
You got cloth seats in your car. Everybody
think your grandma just got out of the car.
OV.
I could be a petty driver sometimes, you know.
Oh yeah, petty driver
cut you off. I kind of just fuck, you know. My
best is the best.
Try to get up
when a motherfucker cut me off, and then I get back in front of them with no turn signal.
Yeah, then go slow as a motherfucker.
You know I'm getting back in front of you, bitch. You cut me off.
Be slow as a
motherfucker. I just ride past niggas like Snoop did Jody and Baby Boy, and give him that look
for sure. Get right up on you,
Snoop.
Slow driver, bitch. I was on the phone.
I stay in the store.
I make sure I catch up with your
I'm
ass.
I'm a petty
so
driver
you
for
look.
Sure, man.
You say you stay in the store lane?
I be high, man. I be driving, man. Yeah. I drive so many miles.
I like the middle lane. The middle lane, because you can't tell me what to do.
That's right. Just go around.
Like, the fast lane is on the left. The slow motherfucker's on the right. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Like, you can go around me.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I stay in the middle.
If we finna run into traffic, I'm we all finna run into traffic.
They could be driving like they trafficking, man, for sure. Man.
Nah, I be, hey, dog, 285, you got to be like NASCAR, big dog.
You got to kind of keep up. You got to keep up.
285 is NASCAR.
You
got
to keep up, but you ain't got to do what they do.
If you get on 285 not driving NASCAR speed, you're
true.
Like on the off-ramp.
You get the fuck out of there, man.
If your wheel alignment ain't correct on 285...
You
should start doing that shit at 60.
Yeah, you
don't take 285.
I avoid 285 at all costs.
Just take the streets.
Honestly,
baby.
I avoid it as much as
take
I can.
The streets, baby.
At a certain time of day, like I wouldn't even take look at.
It really is like Russian.
I don't even look at traveling. I'm like, what time is 6? No.
Yeah, I live off Howell Mill. No.
I
hear that? I'm still. Nope.
Yeah, that's how I be. I be like, nah,
I already know how you be because you got that conjunction right there.
Yeah, dog. I be like, there's certain times where you can wiggle and diggle, and after that, dog, it's like, shit, I got to chill, bro.
20 is like
it's like, do you got time to spare and a blunt already rolled up?
Because if you do, then you can get
in that traffic. These Atlanta streets as well.
Oh, you got to have gas in your
You got
car
somewhere
too.
To be. Yeah,
oh, I was actually just about to say. I was like,
the other day, we had to
a
be.
A quarter gas. Tank is empty.
Yeah.
Literally, if I'm like hitting a quarter, I'm like, I got, you know, I got to get gas
in
now.
Traffic
like, you got a quarter
time.
Tank.
In high traffic.
At all times.
Nah.
Sure. The other day, we
were. Where are you going? Where are you going, though?
I was going home.
Traffic going
cross country.
Dude, we left at like 8 o'clock and we were heading back, and all of a sudden, like, oh, Mr. Joe Biden's leaving the fucking city. I-20 was a
They locked the whole city down, bro.
I left on an on-ramp. Yeah. I made a U-turn onto
I'm talking about there was like thousands of people making a U-turn at the fucking on-ramp, dog.
Just right before they you just shut down.
Crazy. It was just like, nah, nigga, going around. It was like, man, it's going to take you about 30 minutes to get home. It'll take about 8. Like, god damn, dog.
Yeah.
Nigga Joe came. Shout out to my nigga Joe Biden. He ain't really my nigga, but still.
Nigga Joe.
Our president's name is Joe, man. That's our man, president. Hey, man. Bernie ain't making
it. He sleep? Take something in there.
No, he lying. You know he lying. His name Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
Joe's be lying.
Sloppy Joe.
That nigga sloppy.
Joe be lying. I knew he was a goddamn liar from when he was the vice president.
Dude, the politician.
Shit-eating grin. He always used to smile.
Hey, man. Of course, remember when we was backstage and we shot that thing and the politician looked at us and was like, yo, all politicians are full of shit.
Yep.
That's what happens, man. They is, man. Hey, but guess what? That's why we here, man, the High Class Dirtbags podcast, because we full of shit too, but at least we'll tell you.
I'd rather find out.
At least
we admit it.
I don't like finding out.
Yeah.
No,
late.
Sir.
I don't like finding out.
Shit, tell me now, so I know what to expect.
For sure. All right, man. The last thing I do want to touch on is the fact that there's a housing shortage right now going on, man. Did you know right now you can have a house with zero bedrooms and one bath still for $2 million?
Zero. Where is this, in L.A.?
Zero. San Francisco. Hold on. In San Francisco, and I'm very like, you know, San Francisco is like fucking what? Like 5 miles by 5 miles? So it's like in the heart of San Francisco, in like one of the neighborhoods, a house with zero bedrooms, a kitchen and a living room and one bathroom, sold for $1.97 million.
So it's a studio.
Yeah, that's a studio.
That's a studio, no bedrooms.
No, but it almost looks like one of those, like, you know, like San Francisco houses look like. It almost looks like the top floor was just like, they didn't build it. Like, it's just like the first floor. And then where it should be like the second floor, it's not there, but all the ones next to it have it.
Oh man, you got a little autistic.
Company. Somebody's gonna build it and obviously make it some like billionaire.
It probably was because of the property value, not.
But headline read: zero bedroom house sells for $2 million.
I mean, I'm not a motherfucker sold an invisible statue or something, didn't he? I'm not surprised.
Yeah, of a banana.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, remember that shit? A motherfucker sold an invisible statue. Like, how do you ship that shit?
Niggas is selling. Like, niggas are selling pictures of monkeys for $1 million.
You don't understand an invisible statue, but you understand the NFTs?
Yeah,
it's
the same thing, bro.
Niggas are selling $1 million fucking pictures of monkeys with bananas, dog.
And hats.
Yeah, and hats. And different hats.
Monkey with gold teeth. Monkey with an eye patch. Monkey with a pirate hat.
Monkey with an eye patch.
It's a girl selling farts.
I was there when I saw the Eminem.
I saw that. But she got hurt.
The lights, right?
You ain't seen Eminem. It was a chick that was making money off her selling her farts. You ain't seen that?
Yeah,
but she got hurt, though. She got hospitalized.
Because she got, you know, you got to eat a lot of fiber to get that gas about. Well. She did a little bit too much of it, and she in the hospital.
She combusted.
First of all,
damn, got a flat in a booty hole. That's like when Firestone tires was going out in the 90s, dog.
Yeah. Like, you know, I want to know.
Her booty just fall out her ass.
Were they just farts?
It was a jar of farts.
But I'm saying, like, was it just like, you know, Danielle's fart?
I'm sure.
Or was it like Danielle's fart? I had eggs and two pieces of toast.
Like the ingredients.
Almost like a bottle of wine.
Like the ingredients.
Zero calories.
Have you tasted it?
I taste the eggs you had for breakfast.
I had linguine with clam sauce.
The notes of pesto is in here.
Each jar of fart is the equivalent of one LaCroix.
I can taste the basil.
This one's
and
rich.
Then I want to know how.
It's rich. Yeah.
How does a fart connoisseur do it? Is he like...
Gotta get a straw.
And you can't share. You can't share with somebody. Hey.
Gotta get a straw.
Ooh, let me smell. No, my brother.
I mean, I have
been held for a day. Do you pay extra to have it packed in aluminum or glass? Like, there's a bunch of questions.
It's got to be glass.
She should put it in like
no plastic.
She should put in the old school weed bag. So you got
1.35 of Amy's ass.
A Nick bag. Get a Nick bag. Get that shit.
You can do you can dose it. You can dose it. You know what I'm saying?
A micro dose of parts.
A micro dose of parts.
Got the boys at her door.
Wake up in the morning. Bust that bag.
Wait, they be having a rare one. Like, this one smells. This one's called abortion.
Nigga at work and then sat on his bag. The shit that busts in his pocket.
Look
no!
around for his top pocket.
In there
huffing. I want each fart. I want a bubble wrap.
With like a pop
different scents.
I'm crying,
nigga. And they have exactly different like
32 and 7.
You got the 50-50 bags.
You get the 24 days.
The dub sack bags with the apple on them.
The 30 days till Christmas. Just
fancy yourself with the
seasonal fart bag.
That's some Tasho type shit, though, for sure.
Let me get that seasonal.
Rip that top off.
Like, ooh, they got the pumpkin spice one.
You know they got the new exotic bags with the runts becoming
yeah.
in?
Yeah.
Farts becoming in.
It's really about how long she held it.
You can get a lot of money for that, man.
That's funny.
How?
People who don't, who's weird, bro.
No, but hold on.
You just have to do it. But that's how. You just have to do it, dog.
Just got
to
do it.
I understand that.
I promise you, if we make the OnlyFans of us just sitting watching NBA slamming 40, dog, in tank top,
this is what
I guarantee you, we will make some kind of.
This is what I'm getting at. There is no way that she's the only person who doing this. Now why she
no,
that's
of course
why
she got it from somebody.
Japan,
so
dog,
what I'm
Japan.
Saying is it's like somebody's gotta be failing
her
shit too.
Cause she was on that TV show, like, so you got fans, you know what I'm saying? Her failing all her
you
male
know, but what
fans.
I'm saying is if you're making $50,000, there's somebody out there who's like a struggling fart. This can't be 100%.
A starving fart artist.
A starving fart artist. It's the top 1% of farts.
Exactly.
She can't even afford the top notch foods to give her the gas she needs to produce the farts that people want to hear. Pork and bean farts? Nobody wants that. That's old. That's so 80s.
We want
broccolini.
Truffles.
Why is she making 50K?
Truffle butter farts.
Lentils.
But Bob over here is only making 500 a week.
Y'all do realize in Japan they got vending machines where you can buy farts, panties, all that shit, dog.
Talked about this shit earlier. It's about your diet. It's all about
that makes me wonder even more how she's making it. Like, I know local bakeries that make amazing, like,
pastries
that go under because Walmart has, you know, Pillsbury Doughboy fucking
with they
bullshit.
Don't smell like Dookie.
How is she making 50K a week? Like if I can go to the vending machine. Because
some
one.
Motherfuckers want to smell Dookie, man.
Yeah, some dudes just want
to. The key is to work out and let the pussy exactly.
Some
with dude, the booty hole.
Just want to smell.
It's the fetish dude. The industry, dog. The
I'm
fetish
good on
industry.
That.
You got
she's
people
ovulating
like pictures
this
of feet,
one, I can
you
tell.
Know? I'm telling you, dog. Like,
it's a fetish.
You can make so much money off of everything, dog.
It's definitely a
all you have to do is just do it, dog.
Oh my god.
Niggas
man.
Making money off of imaginary pictures.
But everything that somebody's making money off of means that there's other people more likely more people not making money off of it.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like sales and stuff like that.
You,
mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to like being self-employed. I guess this can be in an artist mentality. Like you know, you're providing I guess
that.
It's art.
Like, OnlyFans sounds good until you're not making money.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it all sounds good until
you got
an
OnlyFans with 36 videos, no traffic.
Then your self-esteem just going down because you done made $2 in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Like, nobody. Hey,
can you imagine having fucking 300 fart jars unsold just sitting in your living room? Like,
yeah. Let them free. Then.
No. You got a fart seller, dog.
Have a ceremony. Have a ceremony like butterflies. You just
like, yeah, this age farts, dog. Like, this shit get older with
a little piece of cloth in there, too.
Can you imagine what the landlord says when they come over to do an inspection of your fire sprinkler?
Age farts, dog.
That's
clear. You make some money off of that shit, dog.
You got them categorized and shit by breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So, people like selling, like, can you, like, sell your piss? I know you can sell your breast.
Oh, yeah, you can sell anything.
It's called the fetish community. You
can do anything.
You can do anything you want.
Making a feet picture.
You can sell anything.
I'm not one to judge.
Nigga, I'm about to start selling toenail clippings.
Don't sell the clippings. Just sell the videos of you clipping them.
Make it an NFT.
Edge of the bed.
Yeah, facts, dog. We about to make the high class dirtbags NFTs. Each one of us clipping our toes.
What you into?
Trap music.
What you into?
Trap music, yo.
You know what I mean? What you into? Yeah, I'm trying to make it happen. You know?
Somebody nasty auntie that like this shit.
Yeah, facts, dog.
Or you might, you can't show tell who your clientele is.
I'm going to start making videos rubbing my beard in pies and shit.
SMR for your beard.
Listen to this.
You got to rub your beard in.
For her to make $50,000 a week, it makes me believe that I probably know a fart smeller. Like somebody definitely in my circle, I know a lot of people.
We all probably do. It's
there is
one in our in everybody's
one
circle.
One person in
a fart smell in everybody's circle.
There's a big that's like
it's a scratch and sniff.
You should ask anybody here buying Josh Brown.
Who the fuck is buying fart?
That's enough for me.
I don't know. I wouldn't buy a fart job, but I did want to. I did try to get on the pre-order list for the Erykah Badu pussy candle or pussy incense, and then I did try to get the Gwyneth Paltrow pussy candle, dog. Like I struck out on all of them.
But hold on,
I told my girl, I was like, I was gonna light them shits up right.
But they already have celebrity status,
right?
This is a person, a regular Joe,
school teacher.
But she wasn't a regular. I mean, she was on the TV show.
Oh, is that?
She was on like a reality show. She was like it was a reality show.
I'm not buying regular whole fart.
Yeah, no, man.
So you gotta think.
She worked at Publix. You buying her fart?
There was already 1,000 motherfuckers. There was already at least $50,000 a week worth of motherfuckers when they saw her on TV. Like, I smell this bitch's fart, dog. Yeah. So as soon as they. Soon as she was like, "Oh, I'm selling farts," like, "Oh,
I suck a fart out her booty." I believe you. If you say that, I believe you. Yeah. Anybody to say he suck a fart out somebody's ass, I believe you.
Biggie Smalls said some
you
wild
smelling
shit.
Farts.
I shit on a bit, yeah.
Biggie says he'll suck on.
Nah, Chuck Berry was the wild.
He crossed the line.
How did we get Chuck Berry?
Big crossed the line. Yeah, Chuck Berry. It's time to go.
What Chuck Berry said too. He fought in that bitch face. He said, "I do that from time to time."
He do that shit too.
Just kept going.
Oh shit.
Gotcha, bitch.
Where are you financially?
Keep you on the toes. I gotta keep you on your toes.
Tiffany on Tuesday, she love a good whiff of this booty hole here. I'm
telling you.
Sit on the edge of the bed. Make her sit on the edge of the bed and walk past her in front.
Hold your chin up, bitch.
Chuck Berry did the music for
stick your neck out.
Take it like a champ.
That was like the...
You want to breathe or you want to go home?
Yeah,
go Johnny Go, that's his song.
Yeah. Chuck Berry, right?
That's funny. Doodoo on you, don't
that motherfucker Chuck Berry is the shit, man.
No pun intended.
It's all right. It's all right.
Man. We talked about so much today on the High Class Dirtbags podcast, man. Who the fuck we had on the show today?
Classic. As usual, it's your boy, JR, Blurty J on Instagram. Follow me. I'll be doing shit sometime.
Yeah, as always, it's Olansky. Them niggas about to ban me on IG, so I ain't even shouting my IG
out
no
more. Jesus Christ, fuck
these niggas, shadow banned.
Fuck these niggas, man. Wow. Fuck these niggas. Follow me on whatever platform.
Well,
Alex
I
want to
know what you're doing. What are you like? Are you spreading conspiracy?
On black people, me. Follow me on black people.
Oh, black planet.
He ain't trying to meet nobody, but he was on there. I ain't got no Instagram no more, so shit. This is what I be doing.
Yeah.
I might be reporting this, though. I don't know.
Yeah, dog. No, I'm hot.
Them Cash App scammers.
I'm politically incorrect, I guess, so fuck them.
Third World, man, you know.
At Third World, right?
Yeah, at Third World on everything.
IG.
Yeah, listen to the music.
Hey, man, you already know, man.
Yeah, for sure. January 23rd, you know.
You dropping an album?
Yeah, we got a project coming out called Come Fly With Me.
I'm sorry.
You know, got a couple a few videos and just doing that shit every month.
Yeah, man. So if you support the podcast, please support that too as well.
High class.
As you know, we always open up the song. Not always, but most of the time we open up the song, the pod, with one of his songs, man. So shout out Third, man. He finally came on the show, man. He finally lined it up. We had Ferg and Third on the motherfucker.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I heard later. Oh, shit. Yeah.
That shit, the idea, that shit sound hard. I listen to you if I was working out. That made me want to punch puppies.
Yeah.
Straight up, dog.
I be like, not in a bad way, but like, it make you want to be like, all
right. Yeah. Punch him and then hold
productively punching puppies. Yeah,
you want to be productive listening to that.
You're pushing pee.
Yeah.
Punching puppies. That's
in the mouth. Pushing pee.
My nigga Ferg came on the show finally, man.
Yeah, man. You find me, yo, F-U-R-G, what up? I got a bunch of shit going on. I'm just waiting for one of these things to hit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man.
Like something. What do you got? What do you got?
It's a lot, bro. I'll tell you after the fact. I can't even tell you because I'm signing NDA.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. You snitching?
On that, hold on. I want to, before we go, I want to, on NDAs. So there was somebody who, I read this story this week, who got fired on, it was like some kind of like entertainment venue where like they do like, you know, big concerts or some shit like that, I think is what I read off of it. Mm-hmm. The job description wasn't really important. It was more of how he did it. So they told him he got fired in the morning. They walked in and were like, you're fired. You're not allowed to, you know, and he's given like, he's worked with these people for like 3 years, yada, yada, yada. Like has a bunch of schematics, all this stuff. And so they did like an evaluation, give him like his last paycheck, what he gets, yada, yada, yada. And they told him there that they need him to give all of all the records he has to the company. And this motherfucker was like, no, according to the NDA, I'm not allowed to give information to any of my former employees on any job that I did doing this job. Basically saying, and they took it all the way to the state Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, you're right. He signed an NDA that said he can't share any information from his jobs with his previous employer. So even though they are the previous employer, the fact that they fired him, they had to like restart from like, he basically like took him like tanked the company back like 3 years. Like they had so many public speakers, like really fucked the company over because he actually read his NDA.
Wow.
Fucking that is the dirtbag of the week.
And on that
is my outro. Drew Lucky.
We'll see y'all later, man.
You already know, man.
Keep the change, bitch. Filthy animal. Bam 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 bam